Episode number 1681 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Adrian Bailey. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Why is executive dysfunction so bad in adults today?
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article discusses the causes of executive dysfunction and its effects on adults. It states that executive dysfunction can be caused by a variety of conditions, including ADHD, psychiatric issues, head trauma, and more. It also says that adults with ADHD may struggle to focus, switch between tasks, stay on task, and follow through. Strategies for improving executive function skills in adults are listed.
Executive dysfunction is the term used to describe the inability of an adult to effectively plan, prioritize, and organize tasks. It is a disorder that has been linked to various conditions, including traumatic brain injury, brain development disorders, mood disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Symptoms of executive dysfunction can include difficulty focusing attention, poor planning skills, difficulty organizing tasks and materials, memory deficits, impulsivity, depression, and other mood changes. Executive dysfunction can be caused by a variety of factors such as brain trauma from head injuries or tumors, dementia, certain types of addictions or behavioral disorders, mental health conditions such as depression, and medical conditions such as ADHD or other chronic medical conditions. Executive functioning is a set of cognitive skills that includes planning, organization, problem-solving, self-regulation, emotional regulation, and social skills. When these skills are impaired in adults, they may experience impairments in functioning without an ADHD or other deficit hyperactivity disorder. Executive dysfunction can affect people in many areas of their lives, including work or school performance, decision-making, managing their time, and having difficulty with planning and goal setting. People who experience executive dysfunction often have difficulty with emotional regulation and/or social skills. This can lead to problems with time management, organization, and focus. Executive functioning skills are higher-level cognitive skills that impact other areas of life. In adults today, improving executive functioning skills is essential in order to make it through the day and find success in their lives. Executive function challenges can range from difficulties with working memory and attention to organization and planning. It is important to address these skill areas in order to improve executive functioning skills. This includes taking the time to work on skills like motivation and emotional regulation, as well as memory, attention, and organization. These executive function challenges can have a major impact on adults today by making it more difficult for them to succeed at work or school, or even just manage their daily tasks. Executive dysfunction is a condition that affects other mental skills such as organization, impulsivity or attention struggles, distraction time blindness, and distractibility. Adults with executive function disorder may have trouble with completing tasks or staying organized and may experience difficulty in planning and problem solving. Building executive function skills is the best way to maximize ability and overcome these difficulties. Executive dysfunction can be overwhelming for both students and harried parents alike. Poor executive functioning can lead to difficulty controlling one's own behavior, remembering schedules, and managing time. It also hampers motivation, making it harder for people to stay focused and study. For example, a rushing parent may not have time to help their child review recent information before an exam, or a student with ADHD may have trouble staying motivated during study sessions. In addition, dementia can cause memory problems, while Alzheimer's disease can make it difficult to remember schedules. Executive dysfunction is a struggle that many adults experience today. It can impair the ability to meet many daily responsibilities and cause significant stress. Executive function is the process of planning, organizing, and remembering tasks. When executive function is impaired, it can be difficult for adults to compensate for their lack of abilities in social situations. Executive dysfunction can have multiple problems such as difficulty with problem solving, analyzing problems and making decisions. Adults who are undergoing acute stress or who have conditions like dementia may experience difficulty with executive functioning. This impairment can make it difficult for them to meet their responsibilities and experience trouble completing tasks in a timely manner. There are treatments available to help those with executive dysfunction, including medications and therapies tailored specifically for this disorder. Executive dysfunction is a common problem among adults today, and can be caused by a variety of psychiatric issues, including dementia, schizophrenia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, and traumatic stress.
Disorder. Executive dysfunction can affect the brain in multiple ways and lead to medical problems, including emotional dysregulation, anxiety, hyper-emotionality, and chronic depression. Without proper treatment and management of these conditions, it can lead to further health problems which will ultimately cause executive dysfunction. Executive dysfunction is a serious condition that has a major effect on one's life. It is important to seek help from professionals if you or someone you know is struggling with this condition. Treatment options are available for those with executive dysfunction, which may include medications to help manage symptoms and therapies designed specifically for this disorder. With the right treatment plan in place, it is possible to improve executive functioning and reduce the symptoms associated with this condition. Executive dysfunction involves executive functioning deficits that can cause a variety of difficulties in adults. The causes of executive dysfunction can vary, but they are often linked to disease or neurodegenerative condition, disorder, high-functioning autism or suggestive disorders. The symptoms of executive dysfunction are subjectively determined and may include difficulty with planning and organization, decision-making, focus and attention, multitasking, working memory and impulse control. Disorders affecting children such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and oppositional defiant disorder can also result in executive dysfunctions. Damage to the prefrontal cortex has been suggested as a cause for Parkinson's disease and is associated with hyperactivity disorder. A person with executive dysfunction has difficulty directing their attention to complete a task and planning for the future. This brain issue is more than just a feeling of being overwhelmed. It is a condition that can manifest itself in several ways, including conditions like depression, ADHD, and hyperactivity impulsivity. Studies have showed strong hyperactivity as a manifestation of executive dysfunction in adults today. Executive dysfunction presents with a mindset that focuses on small immediate rewards rather than long-term goals or future rewards. Because of this deficient thought process, the person becomes stuck in limbo between the present and the future and has difficulty seeing how their actions will affect them down the road. This makes it hard to plan ahead or focus on long-term projects or tasks. The effects of executive dysfunction can be severe if left untreated, leading to poor work performance, missed deadlines, and even mental health issues like depression and anxiety. In 2021, a study on students with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder showed that those with higher levels of executive dysfunction had greater difficulty modulating and appraising emotion. This could lead to more serious health difficulties in the long term. Furthermore, early adversity and trauma may lead to greater executive dysfunction and a preference for small immediate rewards over greater long-term rewards.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.